House GOP leaders have agreed on a plan that they're presenting to rank-and-file Republicans that would return to work some 280,000 federal employees and send paychecks to another 500,000 who've been working without pay. The new proposal comes on the 20th day of the partial government shutdown, and it represents something of a retreat by House Republicans. NPR's congressional correspondent Brian Naylor reports.
In a way, it's a strange-looking plan. It returns 280,000 employees to work with back pay, but many of the agencies they work for would remain all but closed. It would restore funding, however, to quite a few agencies that are in danger of running out of money. Those programs include Meals on Wheels, aid to families with dependent children, funds for foster care and adoption. Also under this proposal, the national parks would reopen, and so would passport offices. The plan comes on a day on which Republicans scrubbed a planned budget meeting with the president to discuss strategy among themselves. House Speaker Newt Gingrich indicated the intent was for Republicans to regain the initiative.
The president signed a bill that said that by the end of the first session of Congress, which was yesterday, we'd have had all this done. Now, we're in a new situation, and so we're meeting with our members to find the appropriate way to respond to what is a sad reality, that this has not yet gotten done. And by tonight, after the conference, we will have a report to make to the press on what we're doing.
Earlier today, the Republican chairman of the budget committees did go to the White House to meet with Chief of Staff Leon Panetta. Before he left, House Budget Committee Chairman John Kasich said the goal was to determine where negotiations stood. There have been several meetings in the past week between the president, Gingrich, and Senate Majority Leader Dole, about which little has been disclosed except for innocuous statements that the meetings have been constructive. Kasich returned to the Capitol clearly unimpressed.
I observed no visible signs of progress that has been made over the last several days.
Republicans, especially those in the House, have taken most of the heat for the prolonged government shutdown. Things got hotter yesterday after the House refused to even debate a Senate-passed plan to reopen government. There's been sniping at Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole from some Republicans for his willingness to end the shutdown. Conservatives have accused Dole of caving in to the White House. Today, Republicans tried to redirect their energies to criticizing the administration. Republicans say the plan they're proposing, which Democrats are already calling a retreat, would maintain leverage over the president to continue working on a 7-year balanced budget plan. While crucial human service programs would be funded and federal employees returned to work, Congress would strictly limit what tasks they could perform until a balanced budget is approved. While details remain sketchy, one limitation on operating certain agencies is that employees would be prohibited from entering into new contracts. Despite the cancellation of today's White House meeting, Republicans say the budget talks have not broken off, and leaders expect another session with the president tomorrow. Still, there are divisions in the GOP ranks over how to proceed. There are reports Speaker Gingrich has offered to reduce the size of the GOP's proposed tax cuts, which now total $245 billion over 7 years. 80 members of the House and Senate, many of them freshmen, signed a letter indicating their inflexibility on the amount of tax reduction. But other first-termers, including Charles Bass of New Hampshire, say tax cuts are not the key.
My priority from the very start has been a balanced budget, that we need to make tough spending decisions. We need to bring this government spending habits under control. I think tax relief is an important and positive part of the process, but it isn't the ultimate objective of this session or this Congress, in my opinion.
If rank-and-file Republicans go along with the proposal outlined by their leadership, the plan is to debate the measure in the House and Senate tomorrow. A White House official told the Associated Press that the president would likely sign it, even though he considers it clearly inadequate. If it's approved, Congress would then adjourn for a few weeks, returning to hear President Clinton's State of the Union address January 23rd. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.